So anyway, this email comes in, sorry, and it's basically, it's office dares, right? Things to do in the office at work when you're bored, and you get a point or 2 points or 3 points or for whatever, depending on the dare, okay?
Mm.
So if anybody wants to play this, right, for your last kind of like, you know, half hour, 45 minutes of work, you got to do one of these things, right? For everyone you do, you get... We'll start with the 1 point office dares, okay? Run one lap around the office at top speed. Groan out loud in the bathroom cubicle. To signal the end of a conversation, clamp your hands over your ears. Phone someone in the office you don't know, leave your name and say, I just called to say I can't talk right now. Goodbye. Right. Walk sideways to the photocopier, and whilst in the lift, gasp dramatically every time the doors open. So you get a point for one of those, all right? If you're feeling really brave, these are now the 3 point office dares. This one makes Dave howl with laughter. Say to your boss, I like his style, and shoot him with double-barreled fingers. For added effect, also make the noise, like that.
Kapow.
Kneel in front of the water dispenser and drink directly from the nozzle. Shout random numbers while someone is counting. They're 3 point office dares. Now, if you're really going to go for it, these are the 5 point office dares. Okay?
Yeah.
Walk into a very busy person's office, and while they watch you with growing irritation, turn the light switch on and off 10 times. For an hour, refer to everyone you speak to as Bob. Announce to everyone in a meeting that you really have to go to do a number two. While an office mate is out, move his chair into the lift. At lunchtime, get down on your knees and announce as loudly as you can, as God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again.
I like that.
That's bizarre. In your friend's diary, write, at 10 a.m, see how I look in tights. Carry your keyboard over to your colleague and ask, do you want to trade? The best one, though, has to be, hang a 2-foot-long piece of toilet roll from the back of your pants. So there you go.
I still like that 1-pointer one about signalling the end of a conversation by putting your hands on your ears.
Do you think that's a good one?
I
it's
like
not bad,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.